Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We're at Tipton High School basketball on a Tuesday evening. We'll mention Oak Hill. The Oak Hill Golden Eagles are in the house tonight. We're going to mention a little bit about each school. First, we'll mention the JV contest was captured by Oak Hill. We'll mention the varsity contestants. They're out on the floor right now. They're going to compete tonight. Blue Devils wearing the all-white with the blue numerals, laced in blue. And we'll miss the Blue Devils. They started out with some striped pants, vertically striped pants, blue and white. Some of the players still yet for Oak Hill. They're wearing the black and white striped vertical pants. Looking for a good ball game tonight. Both these teams are synonymous to play good basketball when they get together. And they're here tonight on a Tuesday night. Going to play basketball. We'll mention a little bit about each school. First, we'll talk about the Oak Hill Golden Eagles. Oak Hill High School, enrollment 535. They're class 3A. Sounds like a success factor, and I'm not sure. I didn't do my homework there. We'll mention there are seven in their sectional. And now that I look at their sectional, yes, they are in the success factor. Oak Hill, a good basketball team. In their sectional will be Norwell. Norwell currently 3-0 in sectional opponents. They're 60-0 versus Class 3A opponents. And they're 18-2 overall. Followed up by Oak Hill. Oak Hill, 4-1 versus sectional opponents. They're 6-1 versus Class 3A opponents. Overall, they are 15-2. The Peru Tigers, they're 3-1 versus sectional opponents. They're 6-1 versus Class 3A opponents. They're currently 13 wins, 5 losses. The Northwestern Tigers, they're 1-2 versus sectional opponents. They're 4-2 versus Class 3A opponents. Overall, Northwestern is 7-8. Followed up by Mechanicwah Braves, they're 1-3 sectional opponents. 4-4 versus Class 3A opponents, and Mechanicwah 12-6 overall. We mentioned Belmont. The Belmont Braves, that's over there by Ohio, about 7 miles from. I was there last weekend for girls' regional competition. We mentioned Belmont. They're 0-1 versus sectional opponents. They're 3-5 versus Class 3A opponents, and they're 11-8 overall. Mississinewall, they're 0-4 versus sectional opponents. They're 0-8 versus Class 3A opponents. Mississinewall are 4-14. We'll mention Oak Hill. The Golden Eagles principal is Ryan McClure. The athletic director is Ryan Fagan. The athletic secretary office manager is Rachel Bright. She was most instrumental for putting me in sports. We are thankful. We'll let you know Oak Hill High School is located at 1474 North 800 West. That's on 27 Converse, Indiana, 46919. You can dial them up by telephone at 765-395-3341. On the web, it's OakHillAthletics.com. They wear the colors navy blue and Vegas gold. And we'll also mention they're in the Central Indiana Conference. There are 8 teams in the Central Indiana. Presently at the top, it's Oak Hill. Oak Hill 6-0 in the conference. As mentioned, 15-2 overall. Madison Grant, second place. 6-1, 13-4 overall. Madison Grant is going to have LaPel for their opponent on Friday night. Frankton, they're 4-2, they're in third place. They're 9-10 overall. Alexandria, they're at number 4, 2-4 in the conference. They're 8-12 overall. Eastbrook, the Panthers are 2-4, 5-12 overall. Mississinewa, 2-4. 4-14 overall. Blackford, the Bruins are 2-5. They're 7-13 overall. And the Elwood Panthers are 1-5. They're 7-11 overall. Again, we'll remind you, Oak Hill Golden Eagles, currently 15 wins, 2 losses, 6-0 in the Central Indiana Conference. Oak Hill, per game average, in 17 games, they average offensively 60.6 points on the scoreboard. The head coach is Mr. Kevin Renbarger. Kevin Renbarger was kind enough to talk to Put Me in Sports before the game got his starting lineup. We'll mention Coach Renbarger working in year number 18. 267 wins, 144 losses, all those games at Oak Hill. The next game on the agenda for the Oak Hill Golden Eagles is going to happen Thursday. This Thursday, a couple of days away, February 16th. Oak Hill will travel to Logansport. That'll be a 6 o'clock JV and 7:30 for the varsity. Now, let's talk a little bit about the Tipton Blue Devils. 7 minutes left on the pregame clock. Tipton Blue Devils right here, they have a gym capacity of 3,050. They have a school enrollment of 454. They're Class 2A, Sectional 39. 7 in the sectional. It'll be like this. Madison Grant, they're 5-0 sectional opponents. They're 8-1 versus Class 2A opponents. Madison Grant currently 13-4. Tipton Blue Devils, they're 4-0 versus sectional opponents. They're 7-0 versus Class 2A opponents. The Blue Devils are currently 14-4. The Taylor Titans. The Titans are 2-2 sectional opponents. They're 7-3 versus Class 2A opponents. Overall, Taylor currently 15-4. We'll mention the Blue Devils went against them over the weekend. Blue Devils captured the win, put 52 points on the board, and I understand that Nolan Swan had 25. It's a good output. We'll mention the Elwood Panthers. They're currently 2-3 versus sectional opponents. They're 2-5 versus Class 2A opponents. Elwood currently 7-11. Eastern, the Comets are 1-3 in the sectional opponents. They're 5-4. Versus Class 2A opponents, they are 1-3 versus sectional opponents, 5-4 versus Class 2A opponents. The Eastern Comets are currently 10-9. The Blackford Bruins. Blackford Bruins, they're 1-3 sectional opponents, 3-6 versus Class 2A opponents. They're 7-13 overall presently. Eastbrook. The Panthers are 1-5 sectional opponents. They're 3-7 Class 2A opponents. They're 5-12 overall. Tipton Blue Devil High School, the principal is Mr. Craig Leach. The athletic director is Mr. Corey Fernung. The assistant athletic director is Alex Weddle. The athletic trainer is Burke Emmert. Tipton High School is located at 619 South Main Street, Tipton, Indiana, 46072. You can dial them by phone at 765-675-7431. On the web, TiptonAthletics.com. They wear the colors blue and white. They perform in the Hoosier Conference. There are 10 teams in the Hoosier Conference. There's 5 in the East, 5 in the West. The Hoosier Conference crossover game right around the corner. It's going to happen this Friday, the 17th. It's going to happen Friday night. And all of the games will be played at the East Division schools this year. The girls was just the opposite. We'll mention the Blue Devils are going to play Rensselaer Central Bombers. Bombers are going to have to take a bus ride. They'll be over here. Bombers are currently 3-1. Blue Devils are 4-0. And I talked to Mr. Corey Fernand. He said the JV contest Friday night will begin at 6:30. The varsity will be somewhere in the neighborhood of 8 p.m. Blue Devils will play Rensselaer Central for all the marbles in the Hoosier Conference for this season. We'll remind you, Tipton Blue Devils are currently 14-4 on the season. 4-0 in the East is where they finish. The Blue Devils have a 4-game win streak intact offensively averaging per contest 18 games, 62.2 points. So this should be an up and down the floor right here tonight. 62.2 for Tipton, 60.6 for Oak Hill. We mentioned the head coach of the Tipton Blue Devils is Mr. Cliff Hawkins. Cliff Hawkins, 60 wins, 30 losses, working in year number 4 at Tipton High School. Overall, Mr. Cliff Hawkins, 42nd year in coaching this year, 557 wins, 389 losses. We'll mention, as mentioned, the next game on the agenda for Tipton is going to be this Friday, Hoosier Conference crossover game. As mentioned, it'll be Rensselaer Central Bombers in the house to play for first or second place this season in the Hoosier Conference. I'll also mention on Thursday, the 23rd of April, I should back up just a minute. Hoosier Conference ball game on Friday night, puttingin.sports.com cannot be there. I apologize. I was looking forward to that game. It has to do with girls basketball. Puttingin.sports.com does follow the Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies. Lady Huskies have advanced. They'll be in the LaPorte semi-state. That'll be at LaPorte High School. I'll go up an evening early, sleep overnight, because it's an 11 o'clock ball game, and that's a two-hour drive to get up at 4:30. That's not fun. But anyways, Friday night there will be no Put Me in Sports at the crossover game here at Tipton. The girls' game, I should say, Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies going to go against the Twin Lakes Lady Indians. Twin Lakes Lady Indians, as you know, another member of the Hoosier Conference. So a Hoosier Conference team is designated. They're going to definitely be in the final game at 7:30 p.m. that night. But who's it going to be? Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies, currently 20-5 on the season. And Twin Lakes Lady Indians, I should say the Huskies are at number 11 in the state presently. Twin Lakes. They're at number 1. They've been there basically all season long. Their coach is Mr. Brad Bowsman. I should say the coach of Hamilton Heights, Mr. Keegan Cherry. There'll be a couple of guys going at it strategically in that ball game. And Twin Lakes Lady Indians are unbeaten at 27-0. And I believe I saw a piece of paper that said they were ranked number 7 nationally. I don't disagree. They're a good ball team. We'll also mention, happening tonight, we wish you a happy Valentine's Day tonight, Tuesday, the 14th day of February. I've already given my wife a card. I think she's got one for me when I get home. She had to go out and go to a store, believe it or not. And she's still a good lady. We'll mention the Hoosier Conference game night tonight. 7:30 starts there, 4 games. Caston at 7-12. They're at Lewis Cass, 11-7. Kokomo at 16-4. They're at Western, 11-8. Oak Hill right here at 15-2. Tipton Blue Devils, 14-4. Rossville, 10-10. They're at Northwestern, 7-8 tonight. All the Hoosier Conference games, all the teams in the Hoosier Conference are at home tonight. We'll also mention Central Indiana Conference. Game night tonight, 5 games, all 7:30 starts. 7-13 at Blackford. They're at Randolph Southern at 8-10. Elwood, 7-11. They're at Taylor, 15-4. Frankton at 9-10. They're at Monroe Central, 7-13. Oak Hill right here with Tipton. Wabash at 13-6. They're at Eastbrook tonight, 5-12. Getting ready for the national anthem. The band making a joyful noise on the stage. Say what, they work hard. They get over here in the summertime with the blaring heat, hot, 95 degrees. They're out there on the asphalt working around and practicing their craft, and we're glad to have them here. We're going to set this down for the national anthem. They're going to walk out with the collars. We'll set this down. Thank you. National anthem. That is the Tipton Blue Devil Band. It sounded marvelous, and it's getting ready for basketball. We'll mention the starting lineups for tonight's ball game. First, for the visiting Oak Hill Golden Eagles, they'll start like this. Wearing number 5, a 6'2" senior, he's averaging 11.5 points per game, Caleb Kroll. Wearing number 13, 5'11" senior, 6.1 points per game, Matthew Strange. Wearing number 15, 6'5" senior, 24.4 points per game. We're probably going to stop the game for him early going. That's Landon Deagle, 7.2 rebounds a game. He's going to pick up his 1,000 point club. He's going to get his 1,000 points here tonight, we do believe. Number 21. 5'11" senior, 3.5 points per game, that's Grant Elsinga. And winding out the lineup, number 43, 6'7" junior, 10.5 points per game, 4.9 boards per game, Ty Fagan. The head coach for the Oak Hill Golden Eagles is Mr. Kevin Rindbarger. Now, for the Tipton Blue Devils, they'll start like this. Number 2, 6'1" senior, 5.3 points per game, Maverick Conaway. Wearing number 3, 6'5" sophomore, 16.2 points per contest, 6.6 boards per game, Grady Carpenter. Wearing number 11, 6'1" junior, 18 points per ball game, average 4.2 rebounds, Nolan Swan. Wearing number 21, 6'2" sophomore, 3.7 points per game, 3.7 rebounds per game, Landon Spidell. And winding out the lineup, wearing number 23, 6' junior, 11.4 points per game average. That's Jackson Money. The head coach for the Tipton Blue Devils is Mr. Cliff Hawkins. We do thank you for tuning in to tonight's ball game, and we'll mention you are listening to an education-based high school varsity basketball game. This internet radio athletic contest is made possible by ASO. That's Robbie Kendall, AudioSportsOnline.net, providing internet radio access for PutMeInSports.com. since 2008. They're going to jump it up. Grady Carpenter. Going to jump it up right here. I believe it's going to be number 21. We'll double check. I don't believe it is. Carpenter at 6'5", jumping it up against 43. 6'7", Ty Higgins. Tip to the backcourt picked up by the Golden Eagles. They'll take the ball in the front court. They'll run around the perimeter outside. Ty Higgins. He'll back his way in, free throw line, and kick it back out. 3-point shot on the way. Good. Credit the bucket. 15, Landon Deagle. Deagle might need two more, and they'll stop the game. 7:35 on the game clock. Baseline jumper, Jackson Money. Good from the right baseline. 3-2 contest. Two made shots, two possessions, one for each team. Going to drive in off the glass, couldn't get the bucket. They're going to shoot two. They're going to whistle this foul, early foul, and Grady Carpenter might have got a Charlie horse on that one. He's down low on the block. He's going to pick up his first foul. Grady Carpenter with one. First foul in the ballgame. 7:22 left. Deagle at the foul strike. Beagle needs to work on his free throw shooting. He got that one. Evidently, he needed four, and that's four. He got a three-point shot, went in, and that one right here at the free throw line is the four he needed to capture 1,000. I take that back. He's the all-time scorer at Oak Hill, 1,466 points thus far in his career. He's got some games left. He's got a couple maybe regular season. Oak Hill was trying to make some noise in Class 3A, Sectional 23. So he's going to get one more shot. 1,466. He's going to erase that from his memory. He's going to practice a foul shot right there. They get one more. 4-2 contest, Oak Hill. Second shot, rims around, falls in. So he got 2 inches strike. He's working on that free throw percentage. He's doing pretty well. Crossing the timeline, Nolan Swan. Grady Carpenter out top. He'll work the right side. Well behind the arc. He picks up out there. Winning 13, Matthew Strange. They'll go to the corner. Maverick Conaway for three. Got the bucket. Conaway for three. It's a 5-5 ball game in the front court with the basketball. Golden Eagle will lose the handle. Going to be tipped. And I'm going to say it was off a Beagle. Looked like that ball might have got tipped on the defensive mode with Grady Carpenter. They point the other way, and that's where they're going. Blue Devil basketball from the backcourt on the dribble, Nolan Swan. They're picking up the pace right there across the timeline. They're working right side, Grady Carpenter. They're working down low, elbow. They'll bring it back out. That's Jackson Money back to Grady. Elbow right side. They go to the opposite corner. Maverick Townaway, three-point shot, and wouldn't go. Rebound out of there, picked up by Beagle. That's Brandon Beagle, senior, 6'5". Ball worked down there, Ty Fagan. Inside the arc, and a whirl through the lane there. Reverse layup is good. Grant the bucket, 21. Grant Elzinga. Elzinga for two. 7-5 ball game. Going to work it across the timeline. Nolan Swan will pierce the double team. They'll work baseline. Going to lose the handle. Going to go out of bounds. Going to belong to Oak Hill. 7-5 contest. 6:13 clock moving. We're in the first quarter. Across the timeline at a walk pace. 13, Matthew Strange. 5'11 senior taking the point. At top guarding him is Jackson Money. To pick up really working the left side behind the arc. He'll dish it down low to Ty Fagan. Fagan goes up for a shot. Couldn't get it. He's going to draw the foul. He'll shoot twice. Ty Fagan going to be somebody to deal with in this ball game at 6'7". Couple of inches on the tallest player on Tipton's team. That's Grady Carpenter. He did the foul strike now. He'll shoot two. He shoots 60% from the strike. First shot up, rims around, wouldn't go. They'll get some encouragement on the lane right there from Beagle. Also, Elzinga. He'll get one more. At the free throw line, Ty Fagan. Fagan gets the second one. He's now 28-45 on the season. Clock moving. 8-5 contest. 5:40 on the game clock. In the front court, Nolan Swan. They're working left side behind the arc. Grady Carpenter, swift pass, opposite corners. Maverick Conaway, get it back to Nolan Swan. He'll spin dribble. Out top to Jackson Money, back to Nolan. Left side behind the arc, three-point shot rims out. Grady Carpenter. Carpenter hustles back for defense. Ball's in the front court in a hurry. Working into the front court, Matthew Strange. They're working down low. He got a floater just outside the paint. Wouldn't go. That shot taken by number 5, Caleb Kroll of the Golden Eagles. They're going to whistle a foul during the rebound. It's going to be whistled on Oak Hill. They're going to whistle this on 43, Ty Fagan. He's a 6'7 junior. He picked up his first foul in the contest. 8-5 contest. And I'm going to bring it from the backcourt. And I got to mention this. But anyway, the opposite way. The goals that are on the side court. This is not picked up quite as high as it usually is. Difficult to keep scoreboard. But I like my position up here. Good vantage point to watch basketball. Clock moving, 5 minutes left. 4:59, ball's in the front court, Blue Devils. Long, three-point shot, rims out. Nolan Swan, rebound out of there, picked up by Landon Beagle. In the front court, he'll dish it off. On the dribble, Matthew Strange out top. He'll work at left side, Caleb Kroll. They're taking to the baseline. going to be tipped away on the pass to Beagle. Going to go coast to coast. Two-point bucket good as Grady Carpenter laced it over the rim. 8-7 ball game. Golden Eagles in front. Outside of the basketball, the movement back around. Matthew Strange. Back outside, the movement left side. Now to the corner. He's going to dribble in. He'll cross over, dribble a couple times. Beagle going to get dribbling exhibition. Just outside the paint. Two-point bucket for Landon Beagle. 10-7 contest. Golden Eagles by three. Balls in the front court. Blue Devils. Works it right side behind Art. Now the corner. Maverick Conaway on the dribble. To pick it up to the elbow, right side, back to Grady, well behind the arc. Grady picked up right there by five, Caleb Kroll. To the corner, Maverick Conaway, another three-point shot, good. Maverick hit 2 for 3 here in the first quarter. Three-point land, Maverick Conaway on the season, shooting 39% from behind the three-point arc. So we're going back around. Step back three for Beagle. He'll get it. But their right elbow extended. Three-point shot is good for Landon Beagle. 13-10 contest. Breaks the lead from 10. Beagle for three. Working it back around. Working out top. Working the left side. Nolan Swan. 3:12 on the game clock. They'll work it right there. A little baseline drive. Grady Carpenter. Outside the arc. Three-point shot on the way. Way to go. Nolan Swan. Rebound Maverick Conaway. Back out top. Grady Carpenter. To the corner, Jackson Money. He'll bring it back out. He'll get it back out top. Grady Carpenter, a couple of steps behind the arc. He'll dribble right. He'll reverse. He'll come back in. He'll look for some direction right here. He'll go left side. Maverick Conaway now to Nolan. Inside out play. 3-point shot on the way. Grady Carpenter wouldn't go. Rebound. Landon Spidell in the paint. He'll go up and get the shot. He'll shoot one more. I can't see the scoreboard from thank you. So we're going to treat the human one at the strike right here. It's got permission to stand real close. You'll see the scoreboard. There's the shot. Three-point play is good. Landon Spidell. 13-13 tie ball game. 2:35 clock moving. Balls in the front court. Oak Hill. They'll bounce it out top with the basketball. 43, Ty Fagan. Take that back in the ball game is Lucas Hasty. Where's number 33? Lucas Hasty, a 6'3 senior. So we're going to see the corner. Shot, Beagle from the corner. 3-point shot, ready to go. Rebound, Jackson Money. He'll outlet Nolan Swan. Across the timeline, back to Jackson. Working to right side, Grady Carpenter. Trying to get a down low to Jackson. Going to be tipped away by 33, Lucas Hasty, and picked up by Oak Hill. In the front court, baseline jumper from the corner. Good. Grab the bucket, number 5, Caleb Kroll. Kroll shooting 33% behind the arc. He's going to raise that average ever so slightly. 16-13, three-point advantage for Oak Hill. Working it in the front court. Grady Carpenter back outside moving around the perimeter. Jackson Money now to Nolan Swan. Swan on the dribble, sideways dribble. He'll bring it back out top. Throw the corner. Jackson Money nails a three-point shot right in front of Coach Kevin Rinbart. 16-16, playing seesaw on the scoreboard. Working the basketball. Three-point shot on the way. Good. Credit the bucket. Caleb Kroll, he was left alone. He decided to go ahead and take one, and he got it. 19-16, Oak Hill by three. First quarter clock, 1:08. We're at Tipton High School. Last year, this game took place at Oak Hill. It was the first time I'd ever been in that gym. What a quality facility they have outside the arc. 3-point shot when you go. Nolan Swan. Rebound Jackson Money. They get it to Maverick Conaway. Shot when you go. Ball's going to go out of bounds. During the rebound, we're going to save a glass touch by Landon Spidell. Going to belong to Oak Hill. In the ball game for Oak Hill, we're going to see number 23, Levi Trexler, 6'3" and junior in the ball game. We're going to bring the ball in from the backcourt in the ballgame for Tipton is number 20, Connor Hassong. Connor Hassong, we'll mention. He's a 6'3" inch senior. He plays the game of golf pretty well, I understand. Going to be tipped out of bounds. Going to be stepping on the baseline. It's going to be stay here in the front court with Oak Hill. Foul whistled on 21, Landon Spidell. Spidell picked up his second in the ballgame. That's three on Tipton here in the first quarter. Two thus far for Oak Hill going to be brought in left of the bucket. In the ballgame is Gavin Hare. He wears number four. Gavin Hare is a 6'2 junior. He'll drive the lane. Deagle, he'll go off the glass. He'll draw the foul. Couldn't get the bucket, but he'll shoot two. I'll mention Mr. Beagle, Landon Beagle. He likes those Nike shoes. I believe they're low tops. You can play with low top basketball. You probably have never sprained your ankle very bad. First shot rims up and rims over. Falls in. So a sprained ankle is not very fun. You can just sit still and think about it and cringe. Second shot goes in. 33.3 left. 21-16, Oak Hill by five, pressing the backcourt. Nolan Swan passes out of it to Jack DeMoney, now to Grady Carpenter. We're working down low, Gavin Hare. Hare retrieves the basketball at the baseline. Back to Conrad Song, he'll bounce it. Back to Grady. 16 seconds left. First quarter, going to bounce it out top. Jack DeMoney working left side, Grady Carpenter. 9 seconds left. Carpenter going to dribble in. He'll go in the lane to take a floater. In the paint, wouldn't go. Rebound, Ty Fagan. Going to be a long baseball shot at the buzzer. Hit the backboard. Didn't go. And it will go to a first quarter break. Score at the break is Oak Hill, 21. Tipton, 16. And we do thank you for tuning in. We will miss you. Bringing this game to you tonight is Remax, a new realty. Remax, a new realty. Are you looking for real estate professionals in Tipton, Indiana? Visit Remax, a new realty, and connect with a real estate expert today. Remax, a new realty in Tipton, Indiana, is the premier real estate agency serving Tipton, Hamilton, Cass, Owen, Howard, and surrounding counties since 2015. Remax, a new realty. They're located at 221 South Main Street, Tipton, Indiana, 46072. You can dial them up at 765-675-3100. Again, that's 765-675-3100. That's Remax, a new realty in Tipton. Second buzzer sound. Getting ready to bring the ball in. Also, the possession arrow gives it back to Tipton. There were no jump balls in the first quarter. 8 minutes on the game clock. Going to be brought in, Connor Song. Slightly in the backcourt, Grady Carpenter walks across the timeline. Picking him up is Caleb Kroll. Outside the arc, Nolan Swan. Right elbow extended, three-point bomb. And good, couple of steps behind the arc. 21-19, Oak Hill by two. Going to bounce it left side behind the arc. That's Kroll. They take it back out top. Landon Beagle on the dribble. It'll be stolen. Grady Carpenter picks the pocket of Beagle. They'll go to the corner with it. Tall pass. Going to go off the fingertip of Connor Song. Going to go out of bounds. So in the ballgame for the Blue Devils, we're going to see number five, Sam Quigley. Sam Quigley will mention Sam. He's a 5'11 sophomore. Taking a breather is 23 Jackson Money. Ball's going to be brought in from the backcourt. Going to walk it across the timeline. That's 13, Matthew Strange. Out top of the basketball being guarded by Nolan Swan. They're working left side, Caleb Kroll. They're dribbling back in. One hand is floated off the glass with a go. Rebound, Gavin Hare. Going to be dished off right there. Across the timeline, Grady Carpenter. They go right side in front of the Oak Hill bench. Nolan Swan. They're working back to Quigley. Now back to Grady. Grady's going to bounce it left side. He's going to go baseline. He's going to be forced out of bounds. Going to be a bump foul. We're going to whistle this. Let's see if this one is on 23 Trexler or Fagan. I think it's going to be on Fagan. Ty Fagan going to pick up here his second foul in the ballgame. He's going to take a breather. In the ballgame for him is 33 Lucas Hasty, 6'3 senior. So 6'7, Ty Fagan takes a seat here at the 6:56 mark of the second quarter. Going to be a foul whistled on the inbound. Going to be whistled on Oak Hill. 23 to Levi Trexler. 6'3 junior picked up his first foul. He found number four. They're both tied. Locked up at four fouls each here in the first half. Both teams. 6:52 on the game clock. Outside the arc. Encore presentation for Nolan Swan. Same spot. Same result. 3-point shot is good. 22-21. Blue Devils by one. We're getting outside the arc on the dribble. 13, Matthew Strange. They get back to Beagle. The straddle of the 3-point line. Shot with a go. Rebound. Gavin Hare. They get to Nolan Swan. Back to Grady. Grady on the dribble. Behind the arc. Working against him loosely is Matthew Strange, number 13. But we're going to right side in front of the scores bench, Nolan Swan. They'll pass it left side, Sam Quigley. One dribble back to Hassong. Working right side in front of the Oak Hill bench, Grady Carpenter. Bounce pass left side, well behind the arc. Sam Quigley on the dribble. To get it back to Grady. Grady outside the arc, you're dribbling, a crossover again, and working down low. Nolan Swan open in the paint. Right-handed layup from the left side of the glass. 24-21, Blue Devils by three. Working in the front court. We're right side, it's Trexler. There'll be a bump foul. Connor Song playing tight defense. Trexler, good ball player as a junior class member. Going to basically draw the bump from Connor Song. Song going to pick up his second foul in tonight's ball game. We're seeing Maverick Conaway back in the ball game. Connor Song going to take a breather. Number five for Oak Hill, that's Caleb Kroll. He'll take a breather in the ballgame for Oak Hill. It's 21, Grant Elzinga. He's an original starter. They're working out top. Maverick Conaway playing tight defense against Lexi Trexler. Should say Levi Trexler. Working back in, going to hit the deck. No whistle. Should have been a foul one way or the other, but no whistle. Right there in the paint, they're working back around. Spin move, out of way, going to lose the handle. It's going to be the last touch, they say, by Tipton. The official is pretty adamant that he got the right call. A lot of folks in this particular vicinity, I should say this gym, maybe in disbelief. We will say it's a pretty good crowd for a Tuesday night. And I will say Oak Hill. They travel well. We'll mention 5:20 left here in the third quarter. We'll be tipped away as off the body of Nolan Swan, he saves it from going out of bounds and crossing the timeline. They're working the left side. Outside the arc, 3-point shot, ready to go. Grady Carpenter, it rims in and out. We're back the other direction. 13, Matthew Strange. Crossover, he'll bring it back the other direction. He'll get it back to Levi Trexler. Trexler on the dribble. They give the ball up. Grant Elzinga, he'll work at the left side behind the arc. Working against him strongly is Sam Quigley. Sam Quigley nearly got that ball away from him. Now Nolan Swan is going to try the opportunity, and Nolan Swan is going to get called for the reach-in. Right there deep in the Oak Hill front court, pretty darn close to the scorer's bench. Pretty difficult way to go to dribble the basketball for Oak Hill, but they draw a foul. Nolan Swan has one. Team foul number six on Tipton. Going to be a steal on the inbound. Grady Carpenter, they go hard off the glass, wouldn't get it. Sam Quigley with the rebound, went back up, couldn't get it, but he'll shoot two. So Sam Quigley going to go to the foul stripe. He's not been there a whole lot this season. They're going to whistle a foul on Oak Hill, 33, Lucas Hasty, the 6'3 senior. Sam Quigley has two at the stripe. First one rims around, falls in. Quigley now 10 for 16 on the season. He entered his foul situation with foul shots here, shooting 60%. He got both of them. He's above that now. Sam Quigley for two. 26-21, Blue Devils by five. 4:34 left here in the second quarter. Ball's in the front court. Laying the Beagle. Triple threat. He'll pass out of it. 33, Lucas Hasty. And we're going to left side back to Beagle. He'll work his way in. He'll take a floater in the lane. It'll rim off and rim out. And tipped inside the board of the basketball. Sam Quigley touched it. It's nearly going out of bounds. And Gavin Hare couldn't grab the handle on it. He goes out of bounds. Going to belong to Oak Hill. Oak Hill team was basically in the front court ready to guard Tipton when that happened. We're going to bring the corner. Going to bring it back around. Going to go baseline. Caleb Kroll. There's going to be a foul whistle. It's on the floor. Hitting the deck right there with five. Caleb Kroll. going to try to reverse layup. They're going to call a foul. Let's double check here. They might be giving him a fastball at the foul line. They are going to let him shoot. I thought that ref was waving off the shot, but maybe not. So Caleb Kroll, 2-for-2. First shot up and good. Caleb Kroll shooting 63% on the season, entering tonight's ball game. He's now 32-for-50. He'll get one more. Second shot up and good. Got both of them. Caleb Kroll, 26-23. Blue Devils by one. 4:12 on the game clock. Walking into the timeline is Grady Carpenter. He's going to be picked up at half court by Matthew Strange. They're going around the perimeter. To the corner, Nolan Swan for three. Shot wouldn't go. Rebound, Sam Quigley back to Swan. He'll try baseline to get a layup. 2-point bucket for Swan. Sam Quigley with the assist. 28-23, a 5-point advantage for Tipton. Going to work the baseline, a nice floater. Acrobatic shot right there for 23, Levi Trexler. Trexler has just gotten his average for the ball game after the season at 2 points. They'll climb after that. We'll see. 3:30 on the game clock. 28-25, Blue Devils by three. Out top of the basketball, we're going to the left side, I should say, Lone Swan nearly lost his balance here. Regained possession. Kept the dribble alive, didn't hit the floor. Works at the left side, Grady Carpenter. Picked up there, 13, Matthew Strange. Grady Carpenter, back the other direction. Double skip pass, trying to get it to Nolan Swan. The ball goes out of bounds, and the pass is off target. They're going to bring it in from the side court. Oak Hill right there in front of their own bench. Will be a substitution in the ballgame. 23, Jackson Money going to re-enter the ballgame. Taking a breather is number two, Maverick Conaway. Conaway a couple of three-point bombs in this first half. 3:05 on the game clock, 28-25. They're bringing it from the backcourt. 13, Matthew Strange. He'll bounce it right side behind Ark. He'll dribble back around. Caleb Kroll. They'll get it back. They'll hand off. Kroll with the floater just outside the paint. Wouldn't go. Rebound, Gavin Hare. Gavin Hare about three boards here in the first half. Coming off the bench. Grady Carpenter. He's trying to get to Jackson Money. He's going to be intercepted. Going the distance. Off the glass. Caleb Kroll for two. 28-27. Blue Devils in front by one. 2.5 minutes left. Second quarter. On the dribble, Nolan Swan will dribble in. He'll kick it back to the corner. Grady Carpenter. Out top, Sam Quigley back to Carpenter. Left elbow extended, picked up by Strange. Out top, Jackson Money. We work on the left side, we'll drive the lane. Free throw line right there, Nolan Swan. Nearly stolen by Beagle. Picked back up by Grady Carpenter. To take a shot in the paint. Wouldn't go. Grady Carpenter is going to shoot two.
Fouls on the field, number 20.
They're going to whistle it. Foul 21, Grant Elzinga. Elzinga has one. Foul number six. Blue Devils with seven here in the first half. Shooting a bonus the rest of the way. 2:08 left here in the first half. We're in the second quarter. First shot goes in. Grady Carpenter. Taking a breather for the Blue Devils at number five, Sam Quigley. Back in the ballgame with a short rest is number two, Maverick Conaway. Second shot in the air. Good. Got both of them. Grady Carpenter. At the free throw line, Grady Carpenter shooting 78%. Entering this ballgame, he's now 49-62. We're making this game is in part being brought to you by Runyon Truck Store. The place to enhance your ride, trucks, cars, SUVs, etc. We own tires, lift kits, and much, much more. Professional installations are always available for every product they sell. They sell more than 1,000 products for you to choose from. That's Runyon Truck Store. 27857 Henry Gunn Road. That's an Atlanta, Indiana address. 46030. Runyon Truck Store. Your place to fulfill all of your auto accessory needs. Balls will be brought in from backcourt. Oak Hill, Golden Eagle. Tossed in. Strange going to bring it to the timeline. Ball tossed in there by 21, Grant Elzinga. Jackson Money going to meet Strange out top. Way out top. Centered up and working right side behind the arc. Elzinga going to throw the ball away. Picked up by Grady Carpenter. They'll take a move in the front court inside the arc to give back to Jackson Money. He'll float a jump shot. About a 17-footer wouldn't go. Gavin here trying to board the basketball. It's picked up by Elzinga. In the front court now, 13, Matthew Strange. Out top, Cole, going to drive the lane left side. Couldn't get the left-handed layup. Rebound, Gavin Hare. In the front court with the basketball, Nolan Swan. They're going to see the baseline, Maverick Chalaway. Back out top, left side, Nolan Swan back to Grady. To the corner, Jackson Money. There's going to be an offensive foul whistle. Foul's going to be whistled on Gavin Hare. Trying to set that screen. Must have been moving ever so slightly. They call the foul on Gavin. He has one. Going to be an offensive foul. Player control. No foul shots will be taken. That's the eighth foul on Tipton here in the first half. Six that far, no kill. Driving the lane. They're working back around. Beagle, take a shot off the glass, got the bucket. He was working strong right there. Beagle working against Grady Carpenter at 6'5". Beagle also at 6'5". He's a senior. Carpenter working on the field right at the court right now. He gets a sophomore. We're going to back out top. Maverick Conaway. Back to Nolan. Elbow. Right side. Jackson Money. Jumper wouldn't go. Rebound. Landon Beagle. Let's dribble to the timeline. They're trying to go the coast to coast. Off the glass. Outside the paint. Wouldn't go. Rebound. Gavin Hare. 30 seconds left. Second quarter. 30-29. Tipton by one. Deep in the front court in front of the scores bench. Nolan Swan. Cross-court pass adjacent to Grady Carpenter. Back to Nolan. O'Kill moving their feet. Moving his zone. 12 seconds left. We're into the left corner baseline. Three-point shot is good. Maverick Conaway. I believe he's got three. Three for four, I believe, in the half. Off the glass. Way outside the arc. Left elbow extended. Matthew Strange, they say the bank's closed at this time of day, but the ATM is never closed. So we'll go to halftime. Halftime score, Tipton by one, 33, O'Kill, 32. We're at halftime, and we do appreciate you tuning in. Will Mitchell, if you'd like to get the Hamilton County Report, you do not have to live in Hamilton County. If you want to subscribe but do not have a computer, Will Mitchell, you can get the Hamilton County Reporter. That's the Hamilton County Reporter. Any way you want it, that's the way you need it. Online for just $18 a year. To get the print delivered to your mailbox, $36 a year. If you want both, you can get both for just $33. Just go to readthereporter.com/ subscribe. Again, that's readthereporter.com/ subscribe. They have daily local news, and it's all not just news about Hamilton County. And I will also mention you can contact Circulation Director Isaac Taylor. Isaac Taylor, you can reach him at 765-585-9519. Again, Isaac Taylor, 765-585-9519. We'll also mention, this game is in part being brought to you by FrickinFishers.com since 1983. Great cars, great prices, great customers. You can reach them at their dealership in Fishers, Indiana, 317-842-2228. They have two Hamilton County locations. One is Frickton Fishers, 8599 East 115th Street. And one is Frickton Noblesville, 2400 Westfield Road. That's between Westfield and Noblesville along State Road 32. It's right there at Mill Creek Road. You can explore their quality used car inventory. You can visit them online, or you can visit them on site. That's FrickinFishers.com, F-R-I-T-Z. We're also mentioning Lisa Stokes Fair. Lisa Stokes Fair Real Estate, Century 21. If you're looking for that real estate agent with care and concern of where you're going or where you're at, you can call or text message Lisa Stokes Bear at 317-513-4086. Again, her number is 317-513-4086. She can help with residential and corporate relocation. Contact Lisa Stokes Bear. Along with buying and selling for your best interest, Lisa also specializes in residential and corporate relocation. That's Lisa Stokes Bear, real estate agent, real estate broker, Century 21. We'll also mention the game is in part being brought to you by Dean's Auto Parts. Dean's Auto Parts, that's CarQuest Auto Parts. They're located at 1110 South Peru Street, Cicero, Indiana, 46034. They are at the south edge of Cicero, right there at Cicero Town Plaza. It's just beyond McDonald's, across the street from McDonald's. And you'll pull right in there at Cicero Town Plaza. They are team members at CarQuest Auto Parts in Cicero. And they are there to ensure you get the right part the first time. You can reach them by phone, 317-984-4931. Again, their number is 317-984-4931. They are a locally owned automotive parts store that works to serve at Team's Auto Parts in Cicero. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by AGM Auto. That's in Arcadia. If you're looking for that good mechanic, look no further. They can be that good mechanic you're looking for. They do everything under the hood, along with your new tires, and now AGM Auto is under new ownership. No worries. Same friendly faces and same quality work. And also, they now restore classic cars and trucks. They're reaching out to Central Indiana. All are welcome. To find them, take Howard Avenue, go west off of State Road 19. They are behind the Arcadia Ballpark. AGM Auto, as of the 1st of March, you can find them at their new location just west of Arcadia, less than a mile, 6660 East 266th Street, Arcadia. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by The Floor Store. The Floor Store at the east edge of Tipton. Stop by. Look around. Our showroom may leave you speechless. You may find shopping online isn't really necessary when excellence is required. We are just east on State Road 28, just behind, I should say just beyond the car dealerships. They're east on 28. They're at 1003 East Jefferson Street. And yes, Jefferson Street and State Road 28, same road, a different name. Tipton, Indiana, that's Blue Devil Country. Steve and Carolyn Swan, we'll lend a hand when we can. We'll also support your choices along with your decisions. And we also support our hometown kids wearing the blue and white. That's The Floor Store, 1003 East Jefferson Street, Tipton, Indiana, 765-675-3230. Again, that's 765-675-3230. And we're going to talk right now, good friend of my dad. I mean, he knows my dad. We're going to talk right now with Mr. Mark York. Good to see you, sir.
Well, thank you so much. It's nice to be able to talk to you.
I tell you what, we talked earlier in the season. You walked by after a game. You spoke a few words. We spoke a few words together.
Yes, we did. We are very honored to have people like you taking care of our small town.
I'm honored to be able to be here. I got to mention that. But hey, we're going to talk about your dad briefly. We're going to talk about Walt York. Walt York, pretty key item in Tipton and beyond, because he began the Steel Parts Federal Credit Union that is now known as Encompass Credit Union. Talk about your dad. I'm sure he lights up your life, doesn't he?
Yeah, my dad was a very hardworking person, and little did I know about growing up and stuff. My dad and mom moved from Logansport to Tipton and he joined Kingston Steel back then. It went to steel parts. Early 50s, he came up with the idea of a credit union, and I don't know the complete story, but I remember him very well working on the kitchen table, making sure every penny was accounted for. He'd be up sometimes, you know, way late. And it's grown since then to what we have now, as you've already mentioned, the Encompass Credit Union. I mean, this went from an office at home to an office at Plant 2 then, and they moved on and kept getting larger and larger and larger to where they are right now.
It's good that you know all that stuff and you recited that so nicely. I said, well, Encompass has spread out. They're in Kokomo. They're in Frankfort. But I tell you what, you're here because you're a Blue Devil fan. You show up for about every game, don't you?
Yes, it's ingrown. I mean, I was thinking back there, we have such a valuable tradition here in Tipton. If you look at the fan base, a lot of them are grandparents of some of the basketball players. We have older people here. When I grew up, we had a guy by the name of Darrell Elson who went on and played pro basketball. We've had a guy by the name of Robbie Purvis that played pro baseball. We've had Bobby Knight, a tradition in itself. Gene Katie, another just in this gym, scouting our basketball players. And just recently, we had Matt Painter, who sat behind us. He's such a great man.
Well, Cree Smith, you were scouted by Bobby Knight. I saw his picture in the hallway a little bit ago.
Yes, and there's not much more you can say. The tradition you see out here on the floor, the tradition that you just saw with the 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th graders, carries on the main tradition of Tipton. Not only in athletics, but you also have academics. So, yes, I'm excited to be a Tipton.
I tell you what, the announcer just mentioned, I think the Acres team had 2 back-to-back 20-win seasons. I heard they went to Hickory and got a 37-point win here recently.
Oh, absolutely. And what are you going to do? You know, you just, who am I going to root for? I already know Tipton. And coming up, we've got a sectional. It's not that easy to get 3 any tournament, anytime. So
I tell you what, we got basketball starting. Thank you for being here, Mr. Mark York. You are a gentleman and a scholar.
Wow, thank you so much. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Very much. Thank you. That's Mr. Mark York. What a gentleman. Spoke with him a while ago, asked him if he'd want to talk at halftime, and that's very nice of him. Very appreciative. And then we all love our dad, without question. For sure. 7:35, third quarter. Ball brought in, baseline. You get the ball back. Grady Carpenter, 3 points out in the corner with Joe. Simultaneous rebound. Two guys wearing number 21. Landon Spidell for Tipton and Grant Elzega for Oak Hill. Alternate possession error gives it back to Tipton. Nolan Swan can bring it in left of the baseline. Alley-oop pass in the paint. Jackson Money are rimmed out. Wouldn't go. Back the other direction. 34-33. Oak Hill by 1. 7:22 on the game clock. They're working outside the arc. Beagle. They take a 17-footer straight away. Got it. 2-point bucket for Landon Beagle. 36-33. Oak Hill by 3. Bring it to the front court. Nolan Swan on the dribble. Out top. Bounce pass left side. Works it to Jackson Money. Cross court pass. Adjacent is Grady Carpenter. Then we're back to Maverick. Maverick Conaway out top. Back to Nolan. He'll bounce it in. Stop the key. Jackson Money back pedal dribble. Working against him is Kroll. That's Caleb Kroll playing the defense. To the corner, Jackson Money. Working back out behind our Grady Carpenter. Reset the offense. Nolan Swan out top. Bounce pass left side. Behind the arc, Jackson Money being guarded right there by Strange. That's Matthew Strange. Working through the corner, Nolan Swan for three. Got the bucket. Nolan Swan right there in the face of Nolan Swan. Number five, Caleb Kroll. Let's tie the ball game. I take that back. 36. Yes, 36 all here in the third quarter. 6:15 left in the third. At top of the basketball in the dribble, Matthew Strange working against him, Jackson Money. He'll pass it left side behind the arc. Now on the dribble is Delzenga. Back out top to Strange. He'll dish off Beagle. Elbow right side. He'll pick up his dribble. He'll go to the corner with it. He'll dribble in baseline off the glass. Got the bucket. 21, Grant Delzenga. Delzenga, a little bit beefier type of guy. Looks like he's been in the weight room just a bit. Elzenga for two, 38-36. Out top of the basketball, Grady Carpenter. After the score, Benji gets the pass. Nolan Swan, center circle. Matthew Strange guarding Swan. Bounce pass, right elbow extended behind the arc. Jackson Money back to Maverick, free throw line. He'll bring it back out. He'll be picked up right there by Caleb Kroll. He'll take a pass to the right corner baseline and bring the ball back out. That's Jackson Money back to Grady Carpenter. Now Nolan. To the corner, they'll get it to Maverick. He'll dribble in, he'll get it down low. Gonna dish off right there. Shot to paint, Grady Carpenter. Gonna get recycled by Ty Fagan. Back the other direction, Oak Hill. Off the glass, shot when he go for Beagle. Rebound, Maverick Conaway. There was some bumping down here in the paint. Landis Fidel took the brunt of it. There was no whistle on that last possession. Outside the arc, 3-point shot when he go for Maverick. Rebound, Jackson Money. But we're gonna down low, gonna be a foul whistle. Gonna whistle a foul out top right there. Nolan Swan gonna absorb the foul. They're gonna whistle the foul on 13. Matthew Strange. Matthew Strange gonna pick up his first foul in the ball game. First foul of the second half. 38-36. Oh, kill by two. Drive baseline. Wouldn't go. Jackson Money got the ball back. That was an errant pass from Nolan, but Jackson Money stayed with it. Got the ball back from Oak Hill. But there's top of the free throw line. Reverse layup. Jackson Money credit a good pass from Grady Carpenter. 38-38. 4:25 on the game clock. 16-footer on the way. Jump shot. Near straight away. That's Landon Beagle for two. 40-38. 2-point advantage for Oak Hill. 4:10 left. Third quarter clock. Cross-court pass. Logan. Nolan Swan. He'll bring it back out top. Reset the offense. Bounce it. Right elbow. Jackson Money. He'll take a jumper. Wouldn't go. Landon Spidell saves the basketball. Bounce pass into Strange. Okay, to save the basketball, you're in the court. Got to be careful saving it at the offensive end of your opponent. Going to work it back behind the arc. Kroll. He'll work it out top. Ty Fagan. Might have got away with the step right there. He'll dish it back to Landon Beagle. Down low to Fagan. He'll wait for the traffic to come back down. He'll go back up. 2-point shot good for Ty Fagan in the paint, left side. 42-38. 4-point advantage for the Golden Eagles. 3:22 left. Third quarter going to be an anticipated steal. Going to go the distance. We're going to see a slam dunk from Mr. Landon Beagle. Beagle anticipated that pass a little more than half court. And he accelerated. He went up and kind of hung on the rim a little bit to balance his body to come back down. There's no tech for that. We're making this game in parts being brought to you by Indiana Express Rentals. 1708 South 8th Street, Noblesville, Indiana. You can dial them up at 317-773-4800. Again, their number is 317-773-4800. Authorized dealer for Penske Truck Rentals. One way and local for households and businesses. Cargo vans up to 26 feet. Commercial with liftgate. That liftgate, you'll find out. That's really handy. Saves you a trip to the chiropractor. Full line of moving supplies. Locally owned and operated since 1998. Owner is on site daily. That's Dirk. You can find Dirk right there at Indiana Express Rentals. Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. to find him on Saturday, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Indiana Express Rentals in Noblesville. That's South Edge. Pretty easy to find. Take 9th Street. Go south and you'll run right into him pretty much. Can be brought in from the backcourt. Grady Carpenter on the dribble, walk pace to the timeline. He'll work at left side. Pass to Jackson Money in front of the Blue Devil bench. He'll work right there, being guarded by Strange. And try to get to Nolan Swan. Nolan Swan might have took his eyes off the ball just for a half a second or less. And it lost to him. It goes out of bounds. It's going to be brought in from the backcourt. 21, Grant Elzinga. Let's toss it in. Matthew Strange going to bring it to the timeline at a walk pace. Across the timeline, still the walk pace. He'll pick up pace on the left side. He'll pick it up out top of the circle. He'll dish it down low to Beagle. Beagle in the paint. He'll take a floater, a one-handed floater. That right arm got the bucket. Didn't hit the rim, but through the net. 46-38. 8-point advantage for Oak Hill. Blue Devils in the front court. Out top, way out top, Connor Song. Song in the ballgame. The way to the corner, Jackson Money. Taking off balance, three-point shot wouldn't go. Going the other direction is Beagle. Beagle's going to go off the glass. Couldn't get the bucket. He'll draw the foul. Nolan Swan trying to play defense in the front court. Nolan Swan working right there. 6'1", 6'5", Landon Beagle. Nolan Swan picks up his second foul in the contest. Both teams, one foul each here in the second half. 2:20 left. Here in the third, first shot goes in for Landon Beagle. Gavin Hare back in the ballgame, where's number four. Also, Sam Quigley, number five, taking a breather at 21, Landon Fidel, and 23, Jackson Money. So Beagle has one more. He'll fly it. It'll rim around, fall in. Shooting good free throws here in the ballgame. Landon Beagle, 48-30 game. Oak Hill by 10. Outside the arc, Connor Song back out top. Sam Quigley to pick up a screen from Gavin here. He'll dish off. Sam dish it off right there. Grady Carpenter. Crossover dribble. They go into paint, a spin move. That was 10-footer. Got it. Grady Carpenter losing the basketball. Keeping it secured right there on the spin move. Got two. 48-40. They're working inside the arc. Beagle on the dribble. They're going to whistle a foul. There'll be a reach-in on Tipton. I believe they're going to whistle this on five, Sam Quigley. Quigley going to pick up the foul, 48-40. 1:50 left, going to be brought in by Oak Hill, riding the bucket on the baseline. Matthew Strange kicks it to the corner. Three-point shot good. Caleb Kroll for three. 51-40. Oak Hill by 11. 1:38 left here in the third quarter. On the dribble, Grady Carpenter. Working behind the arc. He'll work the right side. Behind the arc, Connor Song for three. It'll rim out. Wouldn't go. Rebound, Ty Fagan. He'll outlet Matthew Strange. He's in the front court on the dribble. Working against him is Connor Song, a back pedal dribble. Calling out some directions there from the sideline bench is Coach Kevin Lindbarger. But working back out is Jason. Behind the arc, Kroll picked up the dribble. Bounce pass, right side. Back to Strange. Now back to Kroll. Baseline, Ty Fagan. Give and go, left side off the glass. Layup is good for Caleb Kroll. Credit a good pass from Ty Fagan. 53-40. 53-40. They're going to call an offensive foul at the offensive end of Tipton. They're going to whistle this foul. Connor Song, he picked up number three in the ballgame. He'll be brought in from the backcourt. 55 seconds left, third quarter. Across the timeline at a walk pace. Number 13, Matthew Strange. Over to the left side, Kroll. That's Caleb Kroll. Elbow right side. Two-point shot wouldn't go. Shot taken by Landon Beagle. Rebound, Tipton. In the front court, Nolan Swan. Spin move. Elbow left side. He'll keep the dribble alive, and he's going to be fouled. It's going to be a reach-in foul. We're going to whistle this on five. Caleb Kroll. 36.8 seconds left here in the third quarter. So Kroll going to pick up his first foul in the ballgame. Kroll, an original starter. 53-40, brought in, going to be brought in right in the bucket on the baseline. Nolan Swan just throws it in, trying to get to Grady. It's intercepted by Landon Beagle. They're bringing it to the timeline. Matthew Strange Working against him, half court, is Sam Quigley. They're working outside the arc, Ty Fagan. They're working back to Elzinga. Grant Elzinga, going to dish it off right there, post range, to Matthew Strange, being guarded once again by Sam Quigley. 12 seconds left. Outside the arc, Ty Fagan. Back to Elzinga. 7 seconds left. Outside the arc, left side, 3-point shot, way to go. Landon Spidell, I should say Landon Beaton, shot the buzzer, way to go. At the end of 3 quarters of play, Oak Hill 53, Tipton 40. So they're going to bring the ball in here in the ultimate possession area. We're going to give it to Oak Hill to start of the fourth quarter. And we'll mention this game is also in part being brought to you by Hope Jewelers. Hope Jewelers there in Tipton. Precious times are made for precious moments. And Hope Jewelers are there to meet your every special need in the field of diamonds, gold, and silver, etc. Stop in and visit Hope Jewelers in downtown Tipton, next to the Diana Theater at 135 East Jefferson Street, Tipton, Indiana, 46072. Reach them by phone at 765-675-9720. 765-675-9720. Hope Jewelers are open daily, Tuesday through Friday, 9:30 to 5:30. Saturday, 9:30 to 2. 40 points for Tipton, 53 for Oak Hill. I believe those are the first 2 years that Indiana University won the national title, NCAA. And in 1953, Bobby Slick Leonard was on IU's team. Mr. Bobby Slick Leonard, ABA Pacers coach. He worked right there with Mark Boyle, right beside him, for radio broadcast for the Pacers for a number of years. Bobby Slick Leonard. Matthew Strange in the front court. Out top of the basketball, Kroll. Caleb Kroll is dribble right. They're going to whistle a foul. They're going to call a reach-in on Nolan Swan. Swan not in trouble with fouls. He does have three. We're in the fourth quarter. 53-40. 7:44 on the game clock. We're going to be brought in. We'll be brought in right there by Oak Hill. Trying to get into Strange. Sam quickly trying to converge on the basketball. It goes out of bounds in front of the Blue Devil bench. Last touch by Tipton. Be brought in from the backcourt. Strange going to bring it across the timeline. Sam Quigley going to pick him up right now. Out top of the basketball, he'll dish it off Elzinga. He'll bounce it elbow left side with the basketball, Ty Fagan. He'll hand off to Beagle. Back down to Fagan in the paint. Off the glass, couldn't get the shot, but he'll shoot two. Ty Fagan working down there to whistle a foul of his song. Connor Song going to pick up his fourth foul here in the ball game tonight. Ty Fagan going to shoot a couple. Ty Fagan shooting 60% at the stripe entering the ball game. First shot up and good. Couple of subs going to check in for Tipton. It's going to be Maverick Conaway, number 2. Number 23, Jackson Money. Taking a breather is number 20, Connor Song. And number 5, Sam Quigley. 54-40. 7:25 left, fourth quarter. Ty Fagan has one more shot at the line. Shot up and also good. He got both of them. Ball brought in from the backcourt. Tossed in. Gavin Hare back to Grady. Crossing the timeline at a walk pace. Out top to meet him. Just beyond the three-point arc is Landon Beagle. He'll dish it off. Jackson Money will bring it back out center circle. I think they're back top of the key. Going to be stolen. Going the distance. You're good. Kroll. Caleb Kroll with the steal at half court. Good anticipation on the pass. 57-40. 6:54 on the game clock. Works to the left side. Nolan Swan. Tipped away. Beagle. We gathered it. That's Nolan. Nolan on the dribble. Going to be a reach in. Going to whistle this on 13. Matthew Strange. He's reaching in trying to knock the ball free. That's not even a 50% chance most of the time. And that ball was knocked free, but he got part of the body. It's going to be a whistle. It's going to be Strange with his second foul in the ballgame. Tipton with 5 in the second half so far. 3 thus far for Oak Hill in the second half. It's going to be a bump foul. Grady Carpenter working the basketball, working the dribble up against Beagle. Beagle got close. Grady Carpenter knows how to draw a foul. Foul's going to be whistled on Beagle. He had two in the ballgame. He fouled number four on Oak Hill. In the front court with the basketball, Jackson Money working right side behind Art. 3-point shot on the way. Short off the rim, Grady Carpenter. Rebound out of there, picked up by Matthew Strange. They're slowing up just a bit across the timeline at a walk pace to be picked up by Jackson Money. To work at left side with the basketball, Errol Zenga. A little free throw line, Ty Fagan. Fagan on the dribble. He's going to get it back out to Beagle. Landon Beagle on the drive. He's going to kick it to the corner to Errol Zenga. Being guarded there by Maverick Conaway. Going to work it back around and pick up the dribble and work it down low. Stolen. Going to be stolen in the paint by Nolan Swan. Back the other direction. Bounce pass. Behind the arc. Maverick Conaway back to Nolan. He'll spin dribble to go to the corner with it. 3-point shot. Rims off. Wouldn't go. Maverick Conaway back the other direction is Kroll. Kroll lost the handle. It's trying to say that that ball was tipped by a defender. Coach Renbarger probably has a pretty good beat with what took place. They're going to call it a calming violation on Kroll. They're giving it back to Tipton. Crossing the timeline, Grady Carpenter. 5:43 game clock. Third quarter, 57-40. Jackson Money for three. Got his own board. Put it back up and got it. Pretty clear pass to the basket. Jackson Money knew where it was off. He regathered it, put it off the glass for two. 57-42. 5:25 on the game clock. Bounce pass in the front court. El Zenga, double team. They're going to call a jump ball. Whistle happens. Open palm went up right arm of the official. That tells you it's not a foul. They call a jump ball. That closed fist goes up, and it's a foul. 5:20 on the game clock. Brought in from the backcourt. Jackson Money, Grady Carpenter crossing the timeline. Out top to meet him is Landon Beagle. They're working to Nolan in the paint. He'll bring it back out. Jackson Money. Back to Nolan. Right elbow, right corner baseline. He'll take a baseline move. Spin move. Just outside the paint. Baseline jumper wouldn't go. Nearly went. But he's going to shoot two at the strike. So Nolan Swan's going to shoot two. They're going to whistle this foul on five. Caleb Kroll. Kroll has two. Both teams with five fouls each here in the second half. First shot long off the rim wouldn't go for Nolan. Nolan enters this trip to the foul line. He's shooting 84% on the season. He's now 42 for 51 and now 43 for 52. 57-43. Oak Hill by 14. 5 minutes left here in the fourth quarter. Defensive play in the backcourt. Grady Carpenter. They'll pass out of it to the front court. Matthew Strange, double team, Jackson Money, Grady Carpenter. They'll pass out of it to Beagle. They'll pass down baseline. El Zenga, baseline drive, power layup is good. 59-43, 4:40 left. Fourth quarter on the dribble, across the timeline, Nolan Swan. We're going to get him. It's Caleb Kroll. Jackson Money works it in. Maverick Conaway back to Jackson behind the arc. He'll dribble in, right elbow. Back to Maverick behind the arc. Grady Carpenter on the dribble. Baseline. He'll take a 2-point shot. Baseline wouldn't go. Blaine is Fidel. Saves it with the rebound from going out of bounds. To work it back in. Nolan Swan. Swan couldn't get it in the paint. It was passed. Rebound. Oak Hill. Back to Matthew Strange, the point guard. So backpedal dribble. They're deep in the front court. Close to the scores bench. 4:04 on the game clock. 59-43 on the dribble. Matthew Strange. He'll get it to El Zenga behind the arc. He'll bounce it. Free throw line, Ty Fagan. Being guarded there by Jackson Money. Against the Beagle, we're working down low. Ty Fagan is going to go up for the shot. It's going to be a whistle. And Nolan Swan going to pick up his fourth foul here in the ballgame. 3:51 on the game clock. 59-43. Ty Fagan going to shoot two. So they're going to toss the ball in here. Conversation happening. Coach Renbarger talking to the Beagle. Coach Cliff Hawkins having just a mild conversation with the off official. First shot wouldn't go for Fagan. He'll get one more. As Mitch and Fagan began the night at 60% at the foul stripe. Second shot, rims around, falls off. Wouldn't go. Rebound, Landon Spidell. Hill out left to Grady Carpenter. In the front court, Grady Carpenter. 3:45 left. 59:43. Pass it left side. He'll be intercepted by Elzinga. Elzinga going to get it to point guard, Matthew Strange. They're going to pick him up in the backcourt. They'll pass out of it to Beagle. To the corner, Elzinga. Grant Elzinga. Cross-court skip pass. They'll work it down low. Ty Fagan. He'll wait for Nolan Swan to come back down. He'll go back up with a shot in the paint. Right side. Two-point bucket for Fagan. 61-43. He'll work it down baseline. Jackson Money. Going to go up to the shot. Got it recycled by Ty Fagan. Ty Fagan, 6'7". Crossing the timeline with the dribble. They'll get it to Kroll down low. They get it to Fagan. Fagan goes power layup off the glass. Then Ingram towards the bucket. There'll be a timeout on the floor. 63-43. 2:58 left here in the fourth quarter. The one mention this game is in part being brought to you by Discount Choppies. Discount Choppies. Customized notepads. Invitations for all occasions. Large format printing. Black, white, and in color. Business cards, carbonless forms, and much, much more. Stop in and meet the staff at Discount Choppies. They're open weekdays, 8:30 to 5 p.m. You can reach them by telephone at 317-773-8783. Again, 317-773-8783. Discount Choppies. It's not too far away. Tell you what, they do good work there and put me in sports. Plenty happy. Discount Choppies, especially during football season. Blue Devil football. We'll also mention they're located at the west edge of Noblesville, next to 32 Bowl, behind Pizza Hut, along State Road 32. Just at the west edge of Noblesville, right there where the roundabout was put in. You got to go on west and go past River Road. And they're right there by the bowling alley. Could be brought in from the backcourt, Nolan Swan. They get the ball back from Grady Carpenter. Left-hander dribbling across the timeline, picked up by Caleb Kroll. They'll dish it back, right side, Grady Carpenter picked up by Beagle. We're going to be Jackson Money. Jackson Money behind the arc. They're working into Nolan. Bounce pass down low and Landon Spidell. They go off the glass, couldn't get the bucket. They're going to whistle a foul. Landon Spidell is going to shoot two. 63-43, 2:40 left here in the fourth quarter. Fouls whistled on Ty Fagan. He's got three. Team foul number six, they're both. Both teams locked up at six personal fouls here in the second half. First shot long off the rim, wouldn't go. Landon Spidell. Spidell entered the ballgame at 64% at the foul stripe. He's now 16 for 26 and 17 for 27. He got the back end of a two-shot foul. 63-44. 2:37 on the game clock. Full court pressure. Blue Devils. Pressure the basketball. They cross it. Pass from Elzinga is going to be intercepted by Grady Carpenter. He dishes it into paint. Jackson Money for two off the glass. Power layup. 63-46. Working the defense in the backcourt again. They'll pass through the timeline to Beagle. Beagle takes it down low. Picked up there by Kroll. Back to Elzinga. Now back out top to Strange. Strange on the dribble. Extends that arm. Gets some space there with the Beagle. They'll work it down low. On the end of paint. Fagan. They're going to call a snap there. They're going to call a block shot down low. And they're going to be a steal. Elzinga going to steal the pass. He's going to go left side off the glass a bit strong. And Beagle was wanting to slam it back in. Didn't get the slam back in. It wasn't going to count. But the fans kind of liked it. They're going to whistle a foul on Nolan Swan. He's going to pick up his final foul in the ballgame. He's going to take a breather. Coach Cliff Hawkins. They can't shoot a foul shot while he's still on the floor. They got to change the player out before they can shoot the shot. They gave him the basketball. I was thinking he's going to give it back to the official. So Nolan Swan, he'll play on Friday night in the crossover game right here. Tipton Blue Devils are going to host Rensselaer Central Bombers. Crossover game for all the marbles in the Hoosier Conference. Shot rims off with go. He get two. He was shooting. And a lot of folks, including a couple of the officials, were acting like that was a one-and-one, along with the players. I'll mention Elzinga, Grant Elzinga. He knew he had one more. Elzinga is a 5'11 senior. Second shot, good. At the back end of a two-shot foul, Grant Elzinga makes the score 64-46. Across the timeline, Blue Devils, 1:42 left. Jackson Money works it to the corner. Maverick Conaway picked up by Matthew Strange. Touch hands, Hassong. Grady Carpenter back to the corner. Maverick Conaway, 3 points down, wouldn't go. Rebound tipped out and picked up by Jackson Money. Good hands by Jackson. Inside the arc, 2 points down, wouldn't go. Counter Hassong. Rebound, Grant Elzinga to Strange. They work it over to Kroll. Across the timeline on the dribble. Back to Strange out top near the center circle. Picked up by Jackson Money. Elzinga back to Strange. 1:06 left. Strange, and we're going to right elbow. Elzinga. We're going to Kroll on baseline. The drive in. 2-point shot. Good. Ty Fagan. A good entry pass. A good pass right there close range. Landon Beagle. We're going to see a wholesale substitution here. Next dead ball by Oak Hill. From the corner, left corner baseline, good. 3-point shot for Connor Hassong. And we're to the front court. Ty Fagan. We're going back out. Strange. Matthew Strange. Double team, Jackson Money, Grady Carpenter. Kevin Rinbarger, head coach, is going to call a timeout. Going to get his five substitutions in the ballgame. He's going to take a 30-second timeout. And we do thank you for tuning in. We'll mention PutMeInSports.com and Varsity Sports since 2008. Happy to support education-based high school varsity athletics. Baseball each spring. Lafayette Central Catholic Knights Class 1A title back last spring, 2022. Finished the season 27-6. Football in the fall right here with the Tipton Blue Devils. Basketball in the winter. Tipton Blue Devil basketball, Central Catholic Knights. Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies basketball. Hey, Lady Huskies will be in action Saturday at 11 a.m. It'll be at LaPorte. It will be the semi-state. They'll go against Hoosier Conference member Twin Lakes Lady Indians. You're welcome to tune in. Put Me In Sports will cover that ball game at 11. Ball brought into the backcourt on the dribble. Number 11, R.J. Sugar. Tipped in the backcourt, picked back up. We're going to work it back around. Sam Quigley nearly picked the pocket again on the dribble. 35, Trenton Sweet, 6-foot junior. But work it back. That's number 3, Colin Middlesworth, 6'1 junior. Back out top, 25, Ryan Larson, 6'1 sophomore. 4 seconds, 3 seconds. Clock's going to buzz out. 32 minutes gone by. Final score. Oak Hill, 66. Tipton, 49. For the complete tonight's ball game. Thank you for tuning in. And I will also mention, games coming up, Oak Hill, Golden Eagles. They'll play on Thursday. That's a couple of days away on the 16th. Oak Hill will travel to Logan Sport to do battle with the Berries. Very nice man up there, athletic director, Mr. Brian Strong. Part of the IHSAA group also. He does good work. And we'll mention the Blue Devils. They're going to play this Friday night. They play for the Hoosier Conference title. Friday night they'll go against Bristol Air Central Bombers. And that ought to be a good one. We'll mention the JV going to start at 6:30 p.m. The varsity will start near 8 p.m. And that's Friday night. We'll mention Put Me In Sports cannot be there Friday night. Going to have to take an early drive for the long trip to LaForce on Friday night. And we'll also mention on Thursday the 23rd, that's next week, the Pale Bulldogs will be here with the Tipton Blue Devils to do battle. And we'll mention PutMeInSports.com will be here next Thursday on the 23rd for the LaPel Tipton ballgame. We thank my wife back home for sound check, making things run smoothly. We thank you for tuning in. And we'll mention, no matter if you're home or awake, if you're doing the teaching and the learning, don't let him go. keep the fire burning.